Greetings, folks, and welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday, April 18th, 2016, and with me today, Brian Chaffin. Brian, thanks for joining.
Absolutely.
And we have the esteemed podcaster extraordinaire from the MacCast and all-around great guy, Adam Christensen. Thanks for coming.
Wow. Now I've got to live up to that.
Wow. Boy, man, we are like high society here.
It is high society day. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, man. So there's a couple things going. Actually, there's a lot going on, and I have a feeling we could take the list of topics from which we whittled things down and do the entire week's worth of shows. And good news, because we have an entire week's worth of news to do this week. So we probably will as we spread things out throughout the week. But today, you'll all be thankful to hear that we're not going to talk about the FBI. We're going to talk about music and video and things that are fun, entertainment. Not that the FBI doesn't provide plenty of entertainment, you see. Amazon Prime today rolled out monthly pricing for their service. Now, Amazon Prime is $99 a year now. It went up, I think, 2 years ago from $79.
Dave?
Yes?
What is Amazon Prime?
That's what I'm telling people, man. It's $99 a year. And for that, you get Amazon Prime Music. You get Amazon Prime Video. And you get two-day shipping on most things that Amazon ships for free. And there's a couple other things like the Kindle lending library and things like that. But those are the major benefits. It really is. In fact, it's been touted as the industry's the best loyalty program in the world. Right. Because it and that's what it is you sign up for Prime. It started just as shipping and people use it and love it. And then they added Prime Video, streaming video. Very similar to a Netflix style service. You can get a lot of great stuff there. And then also Amazon Music, Prime Music, which gets you streaming of their good chunk of their library. I mean, it's a powerful service. But today you can still get it for a year for $99. But they announced you can get just Prime Video for $8.99 a month. Yes. That's $107.88 a year for those of you that are doing the math. So you get less for more. But you're doing it monthly. So to be fair, you don't have to shell out the $99 all at once. You can do it that way. And then just to kick off the conversation, we might as well get all of it together. You can also sign up for all of Prime monthly for $10.99, so $2 more per month. Yes, $131.88 a year instead of $99 a year, but you get the privilege of paying monthly instead of annually for that level of service. So all of Prime for $10.99 a month, just video for $8.99, or all of Prime for $99 a year. Brian Chaffin.
So we should really look at the new pricing isn't charging more for getting less. It's really an effort. First of all, it's an effort to position Prime Video against Netflix for those who are thinking in those terms. But then also, you're getting a discount for paying for the year in advance, like most subscriptions do.
But not Netflix. You can't buy Netflix for a year in advance.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point.
But I don't think we should gloss over the Netflix thing, because Netflix today, this is not a new thing, but today is, I believe, when it went into effect, right? Or it's going into effect. Their pricing moves up to $9.99 a month for kind of the plan that most people choose. So that,
which is exactly why Amazon launched this today,
of course. Yeah,
because the direct comparison is you can get Prime Video for $8.99 a month, or you can pay $9.99 a month for Netflix. Oh my goodness! So you know that's a great deal.
Yep.
And if people are, you know, there are a lot of people who are not interested in Amazon Prime. They either don't know what it is because Amazon really doesn't do a very good job of advertising what it is,
which is not true.
Well,
you know what? You make a good point, because Amazon advertises Prime for what Prime is at its core, which is the shipping.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the TV commercials that have been available for Prime, I don't think they do a very good job of disseminating what all the services are too. I think people who are interested are going to find out, but it wouldn't surprise me if a meaningful percentage of Prime subscribers don't realize all the stuff they can get for their Prime.
I think you're right about that. That's true. Yeah. They sign up. Yeah. They sign up for the shipping and realize there's this extra. Go ahead, Adam. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just kind of generally kind of agree with that. It seems to me too, that Amazon does a very good job of advertising Prime to Amazon customers, which I guess you could argue is maybe everybody on the planet at this point, but maybe not. So I don't see it, you know, marketed a lot to try and entice people to get on Amazon Prime and use Amazon, as much as it's just like, oh, you're an Amazon customer. Hey, do you want Prime? And it's pushed pretty hard once you're a customer and using Amazon. But I concur. I mean, the extra services, the focus is definitely when you're there on the shipping side of things.
To that end, people who are not interested in Prime because they're just, for instance, not interested in the shipping services.
Right.
Right. Maybe they just aren't huge Amazon customers in the first place. For those folks, again, a meaningful percentage of them will be all about subscribing to Netflix or subscribing to Netflix. And this so positions Amazon Prime favorably to, I'm sorry, Amazon Prime Video favorably to Netflix. And they're doing it in a way that most folks won't even think about the fact that they could get it a lot cheaper if they would just pay by the year.
That's probably true. Yeah.
I hope this means that they're going to focus more on that part of the business. My biggest problem with Prime Video, because I'm an Amazon Prime customer and I have Netflix, and to be honest, most of the content is almost show for show, movie for movie, duplicated. I mean, there's a couple exceptions. Prime's doing more kind of exclusive shows like Netflix, and you have that difference. But, you know, for a lot of the core stuff, my issue is that they have the same stuff both places. And as a Mac and an iOS user, Netflix is so much better supported on the devices that I own, and the interface and the experience is so much better in so many ways. So even though I have both, I more often than not will choose to watch something on Netflix, even though I know I can also get it on Prime Video, is an interesting thing to me.
Quick poll between the three of us. Who subscribes to Netflix? I do.
I do only because my kids would revolt if I,
okay,
if
fair
I
enough. Didn't.
Yeah, but we didn't. Here's the thing. We didn't have Netflix. We did when it was a DVD thing, and then we canceled it years ago and didn't sign up again until maybe 2 or 3 months ago. Prior to that, though, and the kids were like freaking out about it because they were sharing Netflix accounts with their friends at school. And I said, you know, we do have this Amazon Prime Video thing. And I logged them in. They don't make it easy to do the family thing where you have multiple profiles. Even though they do have this family thing, only the two parents get Amazon Prime Video accounts. The kids don't get that. So we had to kind of, you know, jigger that around. And the kids were fairly happy with Amazon Prime Video for a while. And but there were a couple of shows, like Adam said, that, you know, they wanted to watch that were on Netflix. It was like, that's fine. We'll use Netflix.
Your rabbit hole's so derailing my poll.
Well, there's your poll. So,
yeah. Well, let me get to the rest of the poll. So how many of us are Prime subscribers? I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Of the three of us, would you subscribe to Amazon Prime Video or Netflix Prime Video if you were looking at them as separate standalone services?
Wait, you said Amazon Prime Video or what was the other one?
Netflix.
I think the question is,
I think I said it wrong, but Netflix.
Let me make sure I understand the question right. Would we pick one over the other?
If
just a standalone?
You get Prime Video because it comes with Prime. Come with Prime, would you get both Netflix and Prime Video? I guess
no.
That's the question.
My answer on that is definitely no.
No, I would not.
And nor would I.
Yeah. I would just get Netflix. I tried to do it the other way. You see.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I do want to point something out while we're on this path. Because it is a handy tip. And when I mentioned it on Mac Geek Gab, people went nuts about it. If you are, you can't do this with Amazon yet. And maybe this kind of brings us into another topic, or maybe we move on. But with Netflix and Hulu and anything else where you can subscribe on your Apple devices with in-app purchase, I highly recommend doing it that way, because you can also, via PayPal gifts, what about once a quarter, maybe more frequently than that, you can get iTunes gift cards for usually like
15 to 25% off,
80 cents on the dollar. Right. So my Amazon subscription, my Netflix, my Apple Music subscription, Hulu, when we've had it, we kind of go back and forth with it. If there's a show we want to watch, those subscriptions all cost me 80% of retail. So it's a good way to do it. It would be nice if Amazon did that too, but I don't.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever.
Here's another fun fact. If you don't have Amazon Prime and you want to get it, if you get it through TMO, through our affiliate window into Amazon, we'll actually get a little support back from Amazon.
And where do they do that, Brian?
They would do that at MacObserver.com/Amazon. Just click on the link to Amazon and sign up for Prime.
So this is a perfect segue point here. We have a second topic in kind of the pre-show. Adam, you had an interesting perspective about Apple Music and sort of where it is and where it's going. And I would love for you to sort of prod us into that conversation again.
Yeah. So, I mean, lately I've been getting more emails from people. I've been seeing more exposure for Apple Music. Apple seems to be really pushing hard at a lot of their video exclusives, specifically with some of the partners that they've signed up for. So we're talking Taylor Swift and Drake, and we're also seeing stuff on the video front. They did Taylor Swift's live tour concert video that was exclusive. They're starting to partner with some other video sources, and they're putting out more ads, and it just seems to be getting a lot more buzz and push from Apple. And I was starting to wonder, am I just noticing this because I'm in our community, or is Apple Music sort of on the cusp of really becoming, I think, the disruptive service that Apple wanted to when they said, hey, we're going to get into, now we're doing music streaming?
No. Next. I don't think Apple Music is on the cusp of becoming disruptive, but I do think that we are on the cusp of Apple heavily promoting Apple Music and also using Apple Music to force its way into the video streaming market. We've got several programs already. So the Taylor Swift stuff that you mentioned, Apple is doing a show with Vice Magazine.
Right. It's impossible to find, by the way.
It is impossible to find. I think we have a link to it in...
It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah, in the show notes. Yeah, I did an article about it. There's a link to it in there. So I don't think Apple Music is anywhere close to disruptive yet, Adam, but I do think that we're seeing the kind of sustained effort from Apple that we so often don't see. Like, Apple will launch something and then sort of piddle about with it.
Right. Yeah. And that's not happening here. They're not piddling about. And I think we are closer to the disruption point with it. Apple, it's called Apple Music, but Apple is not married to sticking to that which makes sense only because of its name, right? iTunes is a perfect example of that, right? It's still called iTunes, even though it does, pretty much everything, including the store. Just because it's called Apple Music doesn't mean that it's not going to have video that is unrelated to music, right? And I mean, their shows already that they're pushing on this are, sort of breaking away from that. And I think to Adam's point, I see this becoming the platform for, we've already got all these subscribers. You want your content here, and it's not just your music content. You want your video content here, even though you don't have anything to do with music. Put your TV shows here. Let's go. Giddy up.
So let me ask this. Is this just is this a thing that Apple is actively doing, or is it a thing that is also just happening? Because the other thing that I know happened recently, if I'm getting this right, is didn't streaming music sales in the U.S. generate more revenue for the first time over digital downloads, like either this month or this, like within the last couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it more consumers are just sort of making the choice, or is it a little bit of both? I'm not a huge music person. I like music and I'm enjoying Apple Music, and I've tried different subscription services, and the Apple ones clicked for me because I know all my stuff is in Apple. So that was kind of one of my questions too. Am I just a victim of being in this little microcosm of the community, or is there something happening here?
I think there's something happening. Apple's pushing. We're standing on the precipice.
There's something happening, but I don't think it's happened yet in terms of success.
Right.
It's happening now in terms of effort, and I do think we are just at the beginning of this. So you've got the show that Dr. Dre, who is an Apple employee, right? You've got the television show that he is supposedly developing, that's actually been in. Been filming now for months that we know of, and the show from Vice Magazine is called The Score. These are both going to be original scripted shows. I think that the Apple has met so much resistance from the TV industry on doing subscription video services that the company is sort of backing its way into that by leveraging this other property that it has, and the way Dave put it, that it's going to become a platform. I think it's true, but I think that the emphasis here is at least partially on the video side of things, and I think that'll eventually be focused on Apple TV.
Absolutely. I just don't think they're going to. So I agree. That's actually what I was saying, is they're pushing into video, but I think they're going to push with their existing customer base into video. I don't think they're going to initially at least ask customers to say, hey, you now need to join this other video thing. I mean, I think where it looks like they're heading now, these videos are targeted at Apple Music customers. Awesome. Right. You know,
right.
And now the video portion of this grows into its own. And, you know, the size of something that could stand on its own, whether or not Apple splits it off at that point or simply continues to offer it as part of Apple Music, will be an interesting thing. I think either is possible. And I think that's where Amazon's looking at this and saying, OK, wait a minute. You know, Apple's doing Apple Music at $9.99 a month, $14.99 for a family. Right. Well, what happens when Apple Music includes it, all of it, TV shows, movies? Right. They're not going to stop just with the songs, obviously. So Amazon's saying, we might want to get ahead of this and at least have our infrastructure in place in a way that we are positioned to be seen in the same light. And that's clearly what's going on, because anybody that takes a step back and says, I'm all in with Amazon, whatever, Amazon Music, Amazon Video, whatever it is that you're all in with on Amazon, you should be buying for $99 a year. You know, that math is very simple. But I think doing it this way, I think they're seeing exactly the same thing where it's, and I don't think Apple's pricing, or I don't think they're going to segregate their members of this service. I think it is the service. Do you sign up for Apple's service? Like, do you sign up for Amazon Prime's service? I think that's what
could be.
Going. Yeah,
it could be. It very well could be. And the interesting thing is that I think that the industry is sort of forced Apple into this approach, and that this approach is actually going to end up working well.
Yeah, because I don't think they care about getting an extra $5 a month out of you. I think they want to sell you more Apple devices. I mean, that's their MO, right? So, you know,
Well, Apple is showing a lot more interest in having its services generate profit.
They are.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, they need
services
to.
Brought in almost $20 billion last year.
Yeah. It's not peanuts. I know.
Well, I think that's a deliberate effort. Again, you know, everybody's talking about what's happening with iPhone and sort of, you know, that in my mind, it's that product being very mature, and Apple is a very aware of product cycles and things like that. And I think they're looking, I think you're absolutely right, Brian. I think they're looking to their services to bring, start to bring up part, you know, more of the business to compensate for iPhone just becoming mature and becoming, you know, sort of just the sustainable product that's not going to keep having the year over year numbers like they've had. And it gives them some time if they can bring services up while they work on the other things that we know or believe they're working on.
And in the meanwhile, lock into the ecosystem, giddy up.
Yep. All right. Well, that's a good spot to wrap up for the day. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me. Adam, it was a pleasure to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me as always.
Brian, what can I say? It's all, you know.
Yeah, it's brother. I love you, man.
Exactly. That's it. I love you, man. Folks, observations@macobserver.com. You can email us your thoughts about any of the stuff we've talked about today or any of the stuff that we talk about ever or stuff you want us to talk about. It's all good. You can see us on Twitter at TMO Daily. Jeff Gamet will be back here in this slot tomorrow. I might be in one of those two slots. We don't know. We'll see you then.